So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
Now, in the past, you've heard me talk to a lot of people that like to help out in the community, whether it's collecting socks or putting together bags with masks and candy in it for nurses, helping the homeless. There's so many people out there that are willing to help. And on this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, I have a young lady that has been on before, actually, I believe two or three times. And she's got a new team together, even though there are some others on there that have been around for a while, but she's actually got some new team members as well. And she's still going strong and not stopping. And I think a lot of people can learn something from this young lady, and I'll be honest with you, it's a pleasure and an honor to have her on the podcast again. Stay tuned. Now, if you're bored just sitting around the house and you want to get out with your friends, but you're kind of nervous too because of this crazy pandemic, well, there's a place where you can go and feel safe. The perfect small group entertainment place, Great Escapes Harford. They offer fun and safe adventures that give every player the opportunity to help solve a mystery. All the games are private. The only members of the group you are booked with are in the room. There's no crowds. Guests have no interaction with other players at all. It's contact-free clue system and touchless hand sanitizer dispensers throughout. It's family-owned and operated business with a small staff. Social distancing, easily maintained, mask required in common areas, of course. And the game rooms are fully sanitized between sessions. So you can still go out and have fun with your family or group at Great Escapes Harford and just get away from all the craziness. Book a game today at greatescapesharford.com. Again, that's greatescapesharford.com, where you can go and have a good time and feel safe.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. My name is Adam Schellenbarger from Joppatown, the preacher of Joppatown Christian Church, and sometimes co-host of this podcast. Each week you'll hear roundtable discussions and interviews with people that have ties to Harford County, Maryland, and learn something new that will leave you wanting more. Now here's your host, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and all-around nice guy and kind of old guy, Rich Bennett.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. On this episode, I have a young lady and her team coming back on. She was on, God, I can't believe this, 3 years ago. And when I found out she's about to be getting her license, it just made me feel very old, which is not good. But we have Grace Callwood and some of her team from the We Can Serve movement. How you doing, Grace?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. And I'm going to go around and have everybody introduce themselves. So we'll start with, well, go ahead. I'm pointing like they could see who I'm pointing to. I forgot we got four split screen. So we'll go with the brother and sister first. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Gurnick, and I am 9.5.
I'm Dithya, and I'm 11.5.
All right, and now we'll go to the next one.
I am Ashley, and I am 15.
No half?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Grace, go ahead and remind everybody, for any new listeners, tell everybody about what We Can Serve is and how you came about starting it.
Yeah, so We Can Serve is a youth-led nonprofit organization, and we help homeless, sick, and foster children through projects and events. Our main goal and stance is that we believe that happiness shouldn't have to wait, and we believe in bringing swift solutions to children in need. We do projects through community support, as well as lots of work through our All Youth Board of Advisors, which are ages 9 and a half up to almost 16, which will be me in a few months. And we're very excited to be able to bring upon so many new projects. And I started this organization when I was 7 years old, shortly after I was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I had a few opportunities to do community service. I gave some back to school clothes, I gave toys, I even raised a lot of money at a lemonade stand. And eventually I was able to establish an all-youth board of advisors and create the We Can Serve Movement Incorporated in 2012.
Now, you said the board is up to the age of 16?
Board members can go to a max of 18 years old, but right now I'm the oldest board member.
Okay, I was going to say, well, wait a minute, you're about to age out. That's not going to work. You have to stay on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go to Ashley. Ashley, how long have you been on the board now?
I have been on the board since sixth grade, and I'm in 10th grade, so almost 4 years.
Let me get it right. Ditya, right? Ditya and Gernek.
Yep, correct.
All right, how long have you guys been on the We Can Serve board?
I've been on for a little more than a year and a few more months than my brother.
And I've been on it since about October.
All right, now, during this crazy time, you know, we have the COVID-19 pandemic and everything. And I know summertime was always Camp Happy. So, were you able to do Camp Happy this year? And if so, how?
We were able to do it. We did it virtually.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
It was great.
It was great. Okay, that's good. Explain some of it, because I'm, God, I think I went the 1 year, what I think you did at Hartford Family House. So explain to me how you did it virtually, because when I was up there, people were throwing water balloons at me, and I know you can't throw water balloons at me virtually. So for those of you listening, I gotta tell you all this first. For those of you listening, we can actually see each other as we record, because we're using Squadcast. And Gernek's look when I said I got pelted by water balloons, his eyes just got, I mean, wide, like what? Hey, now wait a minute, you're gonna love this, Gernek, because this happened probably about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and they put what they put food coloring in the water balloons. And if you look, one side hit me here, that's why my beard's blue on this side, and it's pink or red on this side because they had red dye in the other one. That's not the case. So, okay. So what did you do virtually for Camp Happy?
So we did a lot of videos and stuff. Like, for example, I did videos on how to make friendship bracelets. We did some how to make carnival games so they could do it wherever they lived. Mm-hmm. And then they could do the carnival themselves.
Nice. And I did the carnival games. Like I made like the lollipop game, and that's about it.
I made Mouse House.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Now, how many people did you have participate?
It was just a video, and kids could watch it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
For Virtual Camp Happy as a whole, we've had over 85, close to 100 participants so far. And we started, we aired all the schedules on June 16th.
Wow.
And we're very excited to announce that we'll be adding a few more schedules recently.
That is awesome. What do you mean so far?
This camp will be available for the entire, and this week, within a couple of days, we're hoping to release a few more schedules so that we can keep the and new content for the youth that have been using our virtual Camp Happy.
Oh, that's awesome. So how long is it going to go till now?
To the end of the summer.
Wow. Okay, that's great. So you got virtual Camp Happy now, which I'm going to miss, you know, not being able to get pelted by water balloons, but that's okay. And I noticed you have something, I don't believe we talked about this on any of the podcasts, the brunch box.
Yeah. So the brunch box is an extension of our breakfast bags initiative. A little background for breakfast bags. It's a project where we give non-perishable breakfast foods to homeless and foster children over the entirety of the Thanksgiving and winter break. And so with this project, the brunch box, what we've done differently from breakfast bags is we're giving non-perishable breakfast, lunch, and dinner food to feed the entire family for at least a week. And so we did this because we were partnering with a local Title I school, and they notified us that there was a need for food during COVID-19 and during the summer in general. And although the school system has been doing an amazing job with providing food to children in need, some of the families have a bit of difficulty getting to the sites where the food is available, whether it's transportation or scheduling or whatever the case may be. And so we're very happy to be able to provide food to during this time.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, this is something new. I don't think you had this before, a community garden?
Yes. So what I decided is that, like, we did everything in but a garden. So I started a community garden for Anna's house. So somebody made kindly for us 4x10 garden beds. So now we're laying them out. And then we're going to plant, like, seeds, like onions, beetroot, and potatoes. So then after we plant them, about every 2 weeks, we're going to come and help them water the plants.
Wow. So what are you going to be growing, like, vegetables and all in there?
Yeah. So I just wanted to say really quickly that we didn't start this project, but we're adding on. There's a bunch of organizations working with house to complete this community garden because I didn't want We Conserve to come in and try to take over, but we are working with multiple organizations to bring this community garden in, and we'll be helping, like Gernick said, with the maintenance of the garden.
And also, yeah, the project lead of it.
Yeah, and also we just want, like, all the kids there to have, like, fun and learn how to, like, garden and
so that they can do it in the future.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Now, Ashley, are you working in the garden at all? You're being awfully quiet over there.
I'm a part of the committee, but okay. Nick is the project lead.
Okay. Now, is there anything else new that you guys got going on? Because you're coming up with all kinds of surprises for me.
Yeah. Well, I did want to mention that although Ashley is a committee member for the garden, her and her parents have also been able to bring in a lot of food for the brunch box project. She was able to bring in tons and tons of cases of Little Bites, the muffins, as well as 100 pizza crusts. And so she's definitely been helping with a lot of the projects that we're doing. So yeah, props to Ashley for that. And we also do have the Camp Happy Experience, which we were able to bring to Halls Crossroads Elementary School and Magnolia Elementary School through the LEAP grants, which is brought to the schools through the Maryland Department of Education. And so through the LEAP grant, there's a program called Think Big, and We Conserve has been able to bring upon the Camp Happy Experience. And it happens every Thursday for the month of July. And we come in and we host a project. Like, I started off on July 9th, and so I led a group of about 18 kids or students in about first through third grade. And I led a session on how to do water tricks. So there was a pepper trick, there was a project about suction, and then there was also something called the water whistle. So each week, we have camp counselors working on these projects with the kids so that they can have some type of connection. And it's hosted through Microsoft Teams.
Oh, wow. That's great. Wait a minute. You said water tricks?
Yes.
Now I know who was behind the idea of throwing water balloons at me. Okay. Thanks, Grace.
Yes.
That's okay. The truth comes out now. Now,
yes.
is the board, well, not necessarily the board, but We Can Serve itself, especially during this time, are you able to get more members? Because it sounds like you're still doing a lot.
Yes, we are definitely doing a lot. We were so happy and excited to be able to find different ways to still bring happiness to kids in need during COVID while abiding by all of the guidelines. And so we are not opening up for board members at this time, but we definitely are looking for community supporters and volunteers wherever we can. Majority of our projects are, for the stuffing, for the brunch box, we're keeping it to Can Serve, our logistics partner being Delta Sigma Theta, the Harford County Alumni Chapter, and then the schools that we're partnering with, as well as First Fruits Farm. We are looking for different ways for people to help out. They can donate, they can spread the word, and then we have had a few volunteers who have helped, stuff some goodie bags. I had two classmates of mine. They came over, we spread out, we had on our masks, and we washed our hands before we dealt with anything. And then we stuffed goodie bags. Ashley came over recently, me and her put on our masks, we watched a movie, and we stuffed some more goodie bags. And so we've been able to still stay in the work mindset while keeping safe. In fact, Dia and Nick hosted a meeting at his house to look at the space for the community garden. They all had on their masks and they were distanced as well.
Wow. But yeah, I'll tell you one thing. You all need to get out there and teach some of these adults these safety measures. Boy. All right, I'm gonna go around. Grace, you're not allowed to answer this.
Okay.
I'll start with Ashley first. She's been too quiet. Ashley.
Yes.
Name one thing that you'll always remember from being with We Can Serve. That if you tell anybody walking down the street, it would make them say, wow, I want to join this group.
Just one?
Just one. I know there's a lot. But the one that really stands out to you.
That we all work together and we're like a family. It's a really good group to work with. And it's a lot of fun.
That's good. That's good. All right. Now, Tatia, I'm going to ask you, but a different question. All right. Because you've only been with We Can Serve for how long?
A little over a year.
A little over a year. Where do you see yourself in 5 years with We Can Serve?
I see myself definitely a bit older.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. More grown up. I have more capabilities. I'm able to do more projects. And, like, I kind of can get out of my shell and start talking to people more.
Wait, don't tell me you've been shy.
Kind of.
Really? Wow. Okay. Now, Jarnak, your turn. You ready for this? All right, you think you're going to get the same question?
No.
No, you're right. You're not. All right, because you're 9 and a half, correct?
Yes.
All right, what are you going to tell people your age? Because in all honesty, unless it's scouts, you don't see a lot of people your age involved in any type of volunteer organizations. So what bit of advice can you give people your age?
You don't have to be like, since if just because you're the youngest person doesn't mean like you can't do anything. I'm the youngest person at like 9 and a half, and I'm already leading a committee, like the garden committee.
That very good advice. All right, Grace, you know I can't leave you out. So in 5 years, oh my God, in 5 years, I don't believe this is going to, oh, guy, because all right, in 5 years, where do you see We Can Serve? I just did the math. Okay, you started doing this with me when you were 13, the first podcast. In 5 years, you're going to be 21. Oh, God, I ain't going to have any hair left. My beard's going to be down to the floor. So, in 5 years, where would you like to see We Can Serve?
In 5 years, I would like to see We Can Serve thrive. Just in general, I know that after I turn 18, I won't be able to be as invested to keep with my youth led mindset because I love the way young people think. but I do envision being able to eventually grow into a bigger organization and allow other young people within the community to lead projects. Right now, we're talking about and looking to possibly creating a grant where we can allow, whether it's a school group or a Boy Scout troop or a church youth group, they want to adopt a project of ours. Then we would allow them to have a certain amount of money and let them take on a project so that multiple kids throughout the state of Maryland and hopefully farther will be able to do what we do. And we would, of course, still have a board of advisors. And it's just that I wouldn't be as involved. And I want to expand We Can Serve. So now that we're thinking about the succession plan, I'm hoping that we can be able to spread the way We Can Serve works to other youth in the
state. Very good.
I want to say something.
Uh-oh. Here we go. The shy one's about to tell us something.
The thing is, how do you know that he's in Scouts and we're in Scouts?
You're both in Scouts?
Is that a coincidence? Yeah, I'm in Scouts too.
No, I didn't know you two were in Scouts. But the reason I say that is because most younger kids, unless it's Scouts, you don't see them involved in volunteer organizations. I think Scouts is probably the youngest volunteer group you can join. But it's great to see that you're into Scouts and getting involved with We Can Serve as well. Because I also handle Leos. Now, Leos are from the ages of 12 to 18. Yeah, because Ivano, who was in the Leos at the time, collected socks for the Girl Scout troop, which gave them the We Can Serve, and they decided to keep it on going. And now they collect new socks every year, and once it builds up, then we give them to. Hopefully, you guys are still doing the socks, right, Grace?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're definitely trying to think through and plan ahead because we don't want to give less. We just have to think of a new way of doing it.
All right. Okay.
It's just shocking, like. Did you know, or was that just like a weird coincidence?
No, it's just, I guess, a weird coincidence. Or was it? Grace, Ashley, Gernick, yes. And Ditya.
Correct.
All right. I want to thank you all for coming on. And anytime any of you want to come back on, just let me know. And we'll definitely get you on and talk about We Can Serve. And actually, before I finish, Grace, go ahead and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, the website and everything.
Yes. So our website is www.wecanserve.org, and that is spelled WECANCERVE. And that is the same for all of our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
I want to thank Grace and her team for coming on the podcast again. And if you get a chance, go to wecanserve.org. That's We Can Serve. Serve is CERVE.org. Play on cancer, in case you didn't figure that out. So, but, you know, one of the things I want to mention that they didn't really talk about, this here's a list of the projects they do. Beach in a Bucket, Books and Buddies, The Breakfast Bags Bonanza, The Extra Special Easter, Gift to Give, La Magnificent Boutique, Milking It, Threads of Hope, Transfunders Kits, Virtual Camp Happy, of course, they talked about, and We Can Serve Children's Libraries. That's just some of the things that they do. I mean, it's amazing. And you can actually donate, too. Believe me, they're always looking for donations. Again, go to wecanserve.org. And I cannot thank Grace and her team enough for coming on and for, you know, everything they do. This young lady and her team, they are truly an inspiration, and my heart goes out to them. They got all my love. They are fantastic, and I just can't wait to have them on again and make me feel even older. But you know what I'm going to mention, right? Of course you do. Buy me a coffee. That's right. Buymeacoffee.com. If you go there, and you can basically help me keep this podcast going by buying me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. Or, of course, you can click on the link from my website as well. You'll see the little coffee cup at the bottom. $3 for a cup of coffee, or you can become a annual member. I think that's like $50 a year, something like that. Also,
I want to mention about the reviews. It's very important to me, and it actually helps the podcast climb the rankings on Apple Podcasts and so forth and all these other engines. If you leave a review, especially a 5-star review, would be great. But whether it's a review of your favorite episode or the podcast in general, you know, please leave me a review on whatever platform you listen to it to. Or you can go to podchaser.com and just search for Harford County Living with Rich Bennett and leave a review there. Prime example. Yeah, I'm going to read one of the reviews. I'll do this each week. Karen DuBois, thank you very much. She says, I always look forward to these podcasts. Great to see what's going on in the community. It was easy for her to leave a review like that. And you can too. And actually, what I'm going to do at the end of the summer, I'm going to pick somebody at random, and they are going to win a $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House, or, in case they're out of state or out of the country, a gift card to Amazon. So, again, leave me a review. Every episode, I'll go ahead and read a different review. And buy me a coffee, too. Don't forget that.